Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, 100 Word Stories Podcast, One A Day Until The Day I Die.com, not dead yet. So we're going to have ourselves a weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was water. We got a bunch of stories in. We got them from Charlie, Richard, Jeffrey, Serendipity, Tom, Dwayne, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. Enough of me babbling. How about we listen to the stories?
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of water. It's called H2NO. Dihydrogen monoxide. Awful stuff. So corrosive, it can eat through solid steel and carve its way through rock. Just a teaspoonful inhaled can kill. You can't breathe it. And long-term exposure causes muscle cramps, exhaustion, delirium, and ultimately death. It destroys property and wrecks the environment. And that's just the liquid form. As a solid, it's treacherous, and in gaseous form, it causes pain, blistering, and burns. More addictive than crack cocaine, 100% of people can't live without it, letting it into their homes without a second thought. This vile substance must be banned with immediate effect. That's me done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
W.C. Fields, a notorious enthusiast of alcohol, said he didn't drink water because fish fuck in it. True, but the rest of us don't mind drinking it as long as it doesn't have too many additives, like too much chlorine or fluorides. I filter all my drinking water for the dogs and myself by using canisters of finely granulated activated charcoal. Activated charcoal is charcoal that has been heated or otherwise treated to increase its absorptive power. I keep pitchers of filtered water on the counter for tea and soup, and a big one in the fridge for cold drinks. Filter your water. As a youngster, I used to swim a lot. I swam in public pools, home pools, canals, rivers, creeks, lakes, oceans, and the bathtub. I spent more time under the water than on the surface. When my cousins came over to swim in our pool when I was in grammar school, I spent the majority of the time under the water, admiring the coordinated arms and legs of the girls swimming above. I confess I did a lot of watching, and the only touching I did was to myself after they left for the day. At 88, I still swim. In the last story, water has always been something I have been captivated and enamored with. When a person in a film pours a tall glass of water, drinking it with detachment and showing pleasure, I am very attentive and compelled to do the same thing at my first opportunity. Pouring a glass of clear, cool water from a large glass pitcher or a heavy ceramic container after I have gone to the kitchen after a few hours in the summer sun in the garden is a pleasure without measure. We take clean drinking water for granted. 1 in 6 people do not have this luxury.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 621 with a prompt of water. Here's my story. Bilbert explained Roderick's prank to the coach. In an unprecedented break from character, Coach Slaughterball wrote a note and said, "I'm sorry that happened to you. Boys your age can be cruel. Take this note to the attendance office so you don't get in trouble for being late." Bilbert stood, took the note, and stepped around a puddle of water on the floor. "What would be more embarrassing than slipping in water while wearing a plastic grocery bag?" he thought. He found out when the PE class ran through the locker room on their way to the outdoor basketball courts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And now, water. I've heard it said that in the desert, you can't remember your name. That seemed silly, but after a couple of weeks of wandering, I had found it to be true. Your thoughts are filled with sun and sand. Your mind stops noticing the heat and pain at some point, and you just keep moving. I thought I'd started hallucinating, but as I got close, there was a man crawling across the sand. He reached out a bony hand to me. "Walter. Walter. Please, Walter." How the hell did this guy know my name? I turned around and started running.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Water. It's wonderful stuff. Readily available, cheap and plentiful, safe to use, but tremendously effective. It's so much better than many, more obvious methods. Take waterboarding, for instance. Such a simple technique, but incredibly effective. Quick, easy, and straightforward. Or if you're in no hurry and want to enjoy the process, why not go for the good, old-fashioned, Chinese water torture? Who would have thought that the simple, steady, drip, 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 inescapable and unforgiving, could break even the strongest will? And the best thing of all? Torture can be thirsty work. But not anymore.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 621 on the topic of water. Hope everyone had a good week, especially a good writing week, and I hope you enjoy the story. It's called, cleverly, Water Water.
People always complain about water. Too little and it's a drought. Farmers moan about lost crops. Homeowners complain about brown lawns and use restrictions. Too much, and farmers complain about lost crops. Homeowners complain about mildew in basements and flooded roads. We worry that foreign water will cause diarrhea. We complain about taste, color, minerals. That's the nature of life, I guess. I thought about these petty whines after my ill-fated skid off the road, as the last few feet of the passenger cabin of my car filled with lake water. Ooh, gross. Tastes brackish.
And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called the best laid plans. The water was still, not a ripple lapped the banks. The silver dollar moon mirrored the surface, caught the monster's eye. With an effortless flick of a gnarled claw, a small form shattered the moon's countenance and dropped below the approaching waves. It smiled a smile less triumphant, primal, rimming the edge of some deep millennial evil. Heavy legs moved off towards the village. Innocence and slumber would wake to the corrupt agent of their departure from this world. It licked the nail of a claw with perverse joy. It was only then it saw the flaming sword of justice. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
She put the baby's corpse in the pillowcase, duct taped it shut, and then tied it to the end of a cinder block. The fishing boat could get out to where the water was deep enough. "It's a science project," she said. "Currents and stuff." "Whatever," said the boat's owner. $70 cash. 2 miles out, the boat had engine trouble. "We've got to head back," said the captain. "I guess this will do," she said, pushing the pillowcase over the side. And she was an only child again. All she had to do was think up a good story. She'd Google for one.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of water. I hope you enjoyed this one. I did. I think I may just go back and listen to it again. You can check out more in the archives, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, including what the next topic is. Hint, it's a pick two. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.